the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marside Grill, Shell and Hogan, Adrian Browning, attorney at law, Ace Hardware, Jessup Furniture, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Bob Black.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Bob Black on location at Marside Grill, where we will be each and every week on Wednesday nights at 6:30 for the entire season. This segment of the Red Terrace Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Ace Hardware, St. Simon's, Adrian Browning, attorney at law, Shellen Hogan, Southern Hardware, and by Marshside Grill. And now joining us the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terrace, Coach Rocky Hidalgo.
How we doing, Bob?
We're doing absolutely wonderful, Coach. I hope you are. Coming off a big victory from the Booker T. Washington Patriots out of Atlanta. I think the score final was 48-6. Probably a decent night all the way around for everybody.
Yeah, you know, we did some good things, did some bad things, got stuff we have to fix, but all in all, you know, we came out healthy, and I felt like we improved as a football team, so we'll take it.
Yeah, it looks like you mentioned last week, you mentioned that the they were going to come with a lot of stuff, a lot of blitz up the middle from the middle linebackers, and that really wouldn't help them, and then it turns out that didn't help them. TJ had a good night on the corners that they couldn't get to, trying to come up the middle.
Now, you know, I think our offensive line did a really good job of kind of picking up all that junk. There was a lot of just junk in there. They did a lot of things inside, brought a lot of pressure, moved the front. We got a hat on a hat, and we're kind of able to move the line of scrimmage a little bit and increase them. And, you know, that was good. I was concerned about them getting some negative plays on us with some of the stuff they were going to do offensively or defensively, but that wasn't the case.
Yeah, they slowed them down pretty good. We're going to have a lot of that junk this week, too. We'll talk about that in a little while. Offensively, TJ was your leading rusher, 21 carries for 128 yards. After that, it was kind of spread out. Kwame Bostock had 6 carries for 107. Nolan Grant had 8 carries for 73. Alan Parton, your punch guy, your block boxing guy in the middle, had 8 carries for 24 yards. And here's a name that I'm glad to see that we're finally getting into some action. Of course, it's his decision. But Caden Hutchinson, a sophomore, had 5 carries for 17 yards. And we're trying to get him involved in the game.
Yeah, you know, we like our backs, all of them. We feel like we have 4 really good backs. It's tough to play 4 guys back there. You know, and so sometimes there's an odd man out, but it was good to see those guys get in there. The thing that I see from all those, they're all unselfish, and you know, nobody's looking to you know, carry the ball 50 times a game. They're okay with spreading it out and everybody having a good night and being successful. You know, it was a night that Nolan Grant, because of what they were doing on defense, Nolan didn't get as many carries as he usually did because we got a pull read so many times. But at the end of the day, I mean, it being a great night for TJ. He was our I-95 Toyota Offensive Player of the Game. He had a big night. You know, I felt like he made some strides last week as a football player and as a quarterback, and hopefully he'll make some more this week.
Yeah, it was a good night overall. And one of the things we also mentioned last week is you said you want to throw the ball when you want to throw the ball, not when you have to throw the ball, which I think panned out for us Friday night. TJ was 4 for 6 for 83 yards, but the longest was a 33, the 13.8 yard average, which was pretty good for him.
Yeah, you know, and we want to throw the ball, we want to throw it, and we want to get yards in chunks. We throw the ball, we're going to get big gains, and we don't, you know, we're not looking to throw the ball for 5 yards. If we're going to get 5 yards, we're going to pitch the ball in the perimeter and do what we do. But we want to try to score, get, you know, get touchdown plays and get yards in bunches. You know, TJ can really throw the football. He's developing as a passer. As a passer, he's continuing to get better, but he can really throw the football. He has a chance to be really good back there before it's all said and done. I think 4 or 5 weeks from now, he'll be able to step up and throw the ball on the line and put the ball on those guys, and it can make us really dangerous offensively.
Yeah, this is the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, one thing I did notice about TJ is he seems a little hesitant on throwing the ball. It seems like he's trying to like a baseball pitcher, he's trying to aim it instead of throwing it. Is he just trying not to make mistakes to disappoint the team, or is that just some of the maturity we need to see in him?
Well, I just don't think he's done it very much. I think he's trying to aim the ball. Like I said, he's trying to make sure he completes those passes instead of trusting his ability and just throw the ball. He throws it just fine. And so he'll learn to trust himself and throw balls on the line. There were a couple of balls that were thrown that if they'd have been thrown more direct, probably would have been touchdowns. And one of them ended up being intercepted, I believe, and one of them ended up being batted down, or we ended up getting tackled on. So I think you'll continue to see him improve. And I think he has a chance to really be a tough player to defend throwing the football down the road.
Yeah, he throws a pretty pass for sure. He just got, I guess, a little more confidence and a little maturity. He'll get with it. Going on to the other side of the ball, Coach, defensively, it looked like we played a pretty good game on the defensive side. Rolled a lot of men in up front, and then what we call the five technique. Some people may call it defensive end. And had a few linebackers step up for us Friday night.
Well, I continue to see Tyshawn Wallace is playing better each week. I think he's going to end up being a really good outside linebacker. Obviously, getting E.J. Thomas helps. Getting him back helps. I like where Johnny Bradley's going as an inside linebacker. He plays really hard. He's getting downhill. He's still having to learn what he's doing over there because he hadn't played a whole bunch of it. We've got to find another inside linebacker. We've got to get somebody to get downhill and be physical, blow things up. I like our defensive line. You know, I think we're going to be really good at safety, and the corners are coming around. They're just young guys. They're making some mistakes. I think as they start to settle in and trust their fundamentals, trust their techniques, I think they have a chance to be really good out there.
Yeah, you're one of the other linebackers you mentioned, the senior, Tyshawn Lang, had four tackles. He seemed to have a pretty good night. But one guy I also want to mention is back healthy with us is E.J. Thomas, five tackles from the Viper position or the outside linebacker position.
Yeah, you know, E.J.'s a big-time player, and he can just tear things up out there. I mean, he gives us an edge, whereas he's really, really tough for people to handle a guy like that, him on a perimeter. You know, Tyshawn is a kid who played a lot of football with us last night. Got a lot of range and runs very well. He's got to get down in the hole. He's playing a little too lateral right now. We're working with him on that. I think he'll turn around and kind of get down there and be the kind of guy that we need inside.
Yeah, and another guy I need to mention here is we've got a guy, a freshman rolling in at the corner of the safety position. DeKale Walker had one tackle, one assist. Pretty impressed with him to step in and be able to play as a freshman in our backfield.
Yeah, you know, he's a really talented kid and a great kid, really savvy player. We just kind of elevated him back there and moved him up the order. He's going to be a great player here. He's not the biggest kid, but he's just a savvy player. He puts himself in the right position, really good tackler, and competes every time he's on the field.
Yeah, one other guy I'm going to mention who we'll probably mention every week is, you know, big defensive tackle Marlon Taylor. Not a whole lot more we can say about it. Just wanted to give his stats. Three tackles, one miss, one tackle for loss, one sack, and here's your biggie, four quarterback presses. That's impressive.
Yeah, you know, he's hard to handle in there. He's such a dynamic player. He gets up the field and covers ground so well. On top of that, man, he's just a great kid, great American, hard worker, good student, he's an honor student, all those things that you want out of your son and a kid. He's just a lot of fun to coach, too, is the other side. He's a vocal kid. He and I were just kind of getting after each other a little bit in the locker room about who's got pride patrol cleanup. And he says the defensive line get it all the time, and he's got to complain about it. But it's good natured. It's just he's a fun kid to be around.
Yeah, he certainly is. And I don't, you know, we're going to mention him, I'm sure, every week this year as it progresses. So, okay, stay with us. There's more to come on the Red Terrace Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Marshside Grill is your home for the best burgers, spuds, and seafood around. Come enjoy the view out by the water while taking in an ice-cold beverage. Marshside Grill is your home for the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo and a proud sponsor of Glenn Academy and local high school athletics. So stop in any day or night of the week for the best view and atmosphere here in the Golden Isles. And also, check us out on Facebook. Go Terrors!
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Don't miss Southern Hardware's one-day sale on September the 15th. All Echo equipment will be 20% off. That's right, all Echo equipment, 20% off. Come on in and check out the Husqvarna line of chainsaws as well. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992. Looking for top-quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times. Or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top-quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black on location from Marshside Grill. This segment brought to you by Marshside Grill, Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Jessup Furniture. Okay, Coach, let's turn our attention to this week's powerhouse rolling in from Savannah. The Grove Rebels got beat last week by one of our region teams, Effingham County. Got beaten rather handily, 77-12, 14, something like that. Going to be much like Washington with a quick offensive game, trying to get it to the outside as quick as they can. Is that what we see?
Yeah, you know, I think so. I think they're going to try to get it out and get the ball out on the perimeter and throw the ball. You know, we've got to just take a business-like approach to the game from our standpoint and focus on us. That's what we preach our kids. We don't want to talk about I don't want to talk about Groves. It's nothing against Groves or their kids, or their kids play hard. They're just not a great football team. And our kids have got to be mature in the fact and understand that we go to work Monday through Wednesday to work to be better and to be better Red Terriers, and not necessarily just to beat Groves. So that's what we tried to sell our kids on and go out to go to work. It felt like we've had a good week of practice. Obviously I think Groves is going to struggle stopping us and moving the ball consistently on us. What I want to see is not us, beating them 77-12 or anything. I'm not interested in scores. What I'm interested in is just see how well we execute what we're supposed to do. The little things. Let's focus on the little things out here and make sure that we come out of this game healthy. But we come out of this game a better football team than when we came in. I don't want to waste this week. We've got an off week after this. And it's kind of a dangerous scenario that, you know, you're playing a team that you should really beat and probably beat badly, and then going into an off week. It just is what it is. So, you know, we got to make the most of it, make the most of the opportunity to work on us.
Yeah, offensively, the Groves, it'll come out in a two-back set, split back. Like to run the power of that. I saw the Wildcat out of that one time. They brought in somebody else, ran the Wildcat. But they really don't want to go up the middle. Even in the I formation, they ran a little ISOs off tackle or in the B gap area. But they want to get outside in space and see if they can make something happen offensively.
Yeah, you know, they're trying to bounce everything. And part of that is there's not a lot of room to run in there. And for us, we just want to fit on the ball well. I want to see our kids fit on the ball and go play football, and let's go do what we're supposed to do, and go have some fun Friday night. Play fast, you know, have fun, and make smart decisions.
Yeah, traditionally the schools coming down from Savannah really aren't that strong or that big. Their biggest guy up front is their right guard, who's a 6'3", 255-pound senior, and then after that it drops off pretty substantially. You got another right tackle. Your right tackle is 5'11", 220. Your left tackle is 5'10", 225. and your center is a walloping 170. So, of course, now our center's not much bigger than that. He's probably one of the toughest guys we got up there in the middle.
Clayton's a good one, and he's not much bigger than that. But about half of that is mouth, I think. So he's about 180 pounds, and 90 pounds of it is mouth and baloney. So, but he's a good kid, tough as nails. So we got a good one there. And the best thing is he's just a sophomore.
Yeah, exactly. Just a sophomore. He seems to be reading defense as well. I'm sure Coach Harp will have something to say about that negatively, but that's just the way it is. So, all right, on the defensive side of the ball, they're getting up pretty much the same story. Not much. They're trying to run a 4-4-3, which is they try to bring the linebackers up the middle, similar to what Washington did, and it didn't work. Washington's didn't work, so I don't see Groves working either with our offense.
No, I think it really comes down to us just doing what we're supposed to do. I think if we do what we're supposed to do, and the big thing we want to make sure is that we're holding on to the football and doing the things that we're coached to do. We don't want to get sloppy in this game. We want to go out there and play clean and do those things. That's important for us. So again, let's take a step in the right direction. They struggled on defense obviously last week. There's no telling what they're going to try to do defensively this week. And so we've just got to line up and play Glen Academy football and go out there and make sure we're playing hard, playing fast, and doing what we're coached to do.
You listen to the Red Terror Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coaches looking at some of that. They got a lot of guys going both ways, which I'm sure is going to play into our favor as well. They don't have a very big roster. Defensively, it looks like they're going to depend on defensive end number 16 and Blake Smith, who's a huge 5'9", 170. Middle linebacker number 6, Dustin Utter, I guess you pronounce it, 210, 6-foot senior. They're playing lateral, not playing downhill, really don't want to stick it up in there, so I'm sure we're going to come right at them, and TJ and the crowd will have another good night.
We're just going to run our plays. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. We're going to go, work around. I will say this. I told Coach Harp I want to throw the ball 50 times Friday night. So that's what – you're going to talk to him in a little bit and talk about all the passes. We put 22 new pass plays in this week to run Friday night, and it's going to be air terror when you show up. So all you fans at home that want to come up and scream to throw the ball all the time, this is your opportunity. Pay your ticket, come to the stadium, because we are going to throw the ball all over the yard. I promise you that.
Yeah. Okay. Y'all write that down. I don't know what to say about that. we will have Coach Harp up here in the last session here in a little bit. But one other thing, I didn't really get a chance to look at their special teams or anything on film, Coach. I think maybe they had did they have a fake punt against Effingham?
Yeah, they did.
Okay, I hadn't seen it.
They did. They struggle with it. They don't have a great kicker, great punter, and it's kind of all over the place. It's kind of dangerous, though, when you have a guy who – punts the ball and you don't know where it's going to go. It's an ugly punt. You got to get back there and feel something like that. It's just dangerous. You got to, if it's ugly, the kids are blocking, they're mugging, the ball can hit them. It, to me as a coach, it's the most stressful thing when we face a team with a bad punter like that. It is. Because I sit there and worry about, sometimes I just tell the guys, just stay at the line of scrimmage. We'll fair catch it and just take it where it is. Because, we had somebody, the ball hit one of our kids on Friday night.
Yeah.
And, you can't control that. They're down there playing hard, doing what they're supposed to do. There's a Peter call. You call Peter, 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 and you get away from the ball. That's universal in football. But the kids got their back turned. They don't know where the ball is. It's just tough. And so, I hate it when we play people with bad punters.
Yeah, I agree with that. It does become difficult when you guys are playing hard. That incident happened Friday night. I mean, our guy was breaking down on the receiver, and it just hit him in the back of the head and bounced off. So it's just the ball takes funny bounces. You never know which way it's going to go.
Yep, that's it. But we want to avoid those ugly punters, those ugly punts if we can. We worked on that a little bit this week, and hopefully we'll be a little more effective with it.
Okay, we'll be right back with the Glen Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Football season is here, and no matter how bad your grill game is, you can't lose with the Big Green Egg. That dry chicken you normally cook keeps its flavor and comes out juicy and perfect. The Big Green Egg comes with a lifetime warranty, and the only place that has them in Glynn County is Island Ace Hardware, locally owned and operated since 1980. 329 Longview Plaza on St. Simon, 638-3800, and on Facebook at Island Ace Hardware. Island Ace Hardware, the helpful place.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simons at 101 Plantation Chase. 912-638-9031 or online shellhogan.com.
There are hurdles, there are handicaps, and there are hardships you will face in life, but you don't have to face them alone. Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, will have your back. She has the knowledge and compassion to tackle your issue and make your journey as smooth as possible. Whether divorce, custody, personal injury, or criminal law, including DUI, she's got your back. Come see her at 9 St. Andrews Court beside Mary Ross Waterfront Park, 912-580-3507, and abrowninglaw.com. Schedule your free consultation today, and you be the judge.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Glynn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black on location at Marshside Grill. This segment is brought to you by Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, Ace Hardware, St. Simons, and by Shellen Hogan. We're going to take a little sidetrack here now with our guest. We do have a guest up here today. I've decided that, didn't have a lot to talk about with Groves and didn't have a lot to talk about with other things. So we decided to start bringing on some coaches in the evening and finding out, who they are, how they got here, where they played the college ball, so on and so forth. So tonight we've got the offensive coordinator, Coach Chase Hart, with us. Welcome, Coach. We appreciate you coming.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're going got your own fan club out there. You brought everybody with you. You got both of them. Anyway, Coach, let's get a little personal first. Let's talk about your personal life. You are married, right?
I am. My wife, her name is Heather Harp. She's from Geneva, Alabama, went to Troy University. And, I've got two kids. My son, Camden, he's 6 years old, and I got a daughter, 2.5. Her name is Hunter.
Where'd you go to high school?
I'm from Kentucky, born and raised.
And how'd you meet Heather?
Well, it all goes back to football.
Imagine that.
I kind of got into high school football in a roundabout way. I spent 10 years coaching college football.
Kentucky?
I spent all over the place. And that's okay. Kind of what got me to coaching high school football. It got hard to have a family, and I want to set some roots. And I was a graduate assistant at the University of Kentucky where I played college football. And from there, I went to Gardner-Webb University, spent 2 years there as an offensive line coach. And then from there, we got fired. The entire staff got fired.
Obviously, wasn't winning.
Wasn't married at that time. So from there, I went to the University of Central Oklahoma, Division II program out there in Oklahoma City. Spent 3 years there. Head coach got fired. Then we all got fired. And then I ended up at University of West Georgia. Spent 2 seasons there, and I'd be dang if it didn't happen again. Head coach got fired, and by this time I was married and had my son, and we went to Arkansas Tech in Russellville, Arkansas. I spent about 6 months there, and I finally said this
had
is enough.
Arkansas broke you.
That's right. My first high school job was actually with Coach Bob Spire, who's down there, the head coach of Camden.
Yeah.
He was in North Gwinnett at the time. So he's from Kentucky.
Okay.
And I played against him when I was a player. My dad was my high school football coach, and so they know each other. So that's where that connection came about. And
it's all about football.
That's right. He offered me an opportunity to get in over at North Gwinnett, and I took it. And that's kind of what got me down here.
So. You mentioned you played ball at Kentucky. You were tight end, is that correct?
I went there as a quarterback and playing tight end for my entire career, basically. There.
Started?
I did. I started back almost 3 years there.
I got you. All right. What? How'd you end up at Glen Academy? Did you see they have an offensive coordinator job? Did you know Coach Rock up in Atlanta, North Gwinnett area up there?
You probably know Sean Jackson, who's
I know Coach Jackson, one of our previous offensive coordinators.
That's right. So I replaced Coach Jackson at North Gwinnett, and.
Okay.
That's when I got the phone call from Coach Spires, and I went to North Gwinnett and got out of college football. And then Sean came down here, and Sean got a job at in Kentucky.
He left us, went to Kentucky.
That's right. Yeah. And I'd make Coach Rock, actually, when I was recruiting for the University of West Georgia, I'd go through Walton in Cobb County. That's how I got to know him. And, you know, just one thing led to another, and an opportunity presented itself, and I hopped on it.
This is the Glen Academy Coaches Show with Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Center, Sports Network, I'm sorry. Actually, we don't have Coach Hidalgo. We've got the Red Terriers offensive coordinator, Coach Chase Hart. Third year as a coordinator at Glen?
This is my fourth season.
Fourth season? Okay. Let's talk about this year's offense. We've got a young quarterback that is learning to run that, to attack the corner, I guess you would call it, or attack what the nine technique or whatever it is, whatever his read is. This offense is similar to the ham bone that Georgia Southern ran and won the national championships. You kind of switched it up this year. It was I guess it's kind of a wing tee. Is that what it's called?
No, don't say that.
Okay, my bad.
We're a multiple gun option offense. Now, we will get under center a little bit and get in a flex bone just to give us a different element. We felt like after last season, we needed to be able to get under center just for certain situations, like when you're backed up on a minus one instead of, you know, taking a shotgun snap and being 3 yards deep in the end zone.
Yeah, scared to death. Snap's going to get there.
Exactly. And the same thing when you're on the goal line, just a different element. We're primarily, we operate out of the shotgun. And like I said, we're multiple option offense. What we want to do is, much like those teams that spread it around and throw the football, we want to get the ball to our athletes out in space, and we feel like this is the best way for us to do that.
Well, it's been laughed about many times. We throw the ball 60, 70 times a game. It's just behind the line of scrimmage. It really isn't the field.
I think we were 14 for 20 last week.
Okay, on the pitches. Yeah.
Well, no, 14 for 20, throwing the ball, but we only actually threw it, you know, past the line of scrimmage six times.
Right.
So we got a pretty good completion percentage. I mean, people say we don't throw the football. I mean, we do, but it's lateral. And it's, we eliminate defenders by pitching off of them. That's what we do.
Yeah, I think at the high school level, when you throw the football, three things could happen, and two of them are bad. You know, either miss it, it's intercepted, or you catch it. So, you know.
Actually, four.
Four?
Well, three things. You can also you give up a sack.
That's right. I forgot. I didn't think about the sack. You're right about that. Okay. There again, we're going to, you know, stick with your new young quarterback. How are you just – I mean, I see him getting better every day in practice. I see him making decisions, but I also see you on his behind a lot. I mean, does he respond to that? Can you chew him out? Do you love on him, or do you do it all to get him what he needs to do?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
A little bit of both. You chew him out, at the same time, you got to love him up. TJ is going to be a really, really good football player. I mean, he's good now, but he's only going to get better. He's, you know, just turned 15 years old, and the kid's 6'3", 175 pounds. He's going to be a really big kid. Just thinking a couple of years what he's going to be. Just the improvement he's made from this spring to where he is now, I mean, it's night and day. And
it really is.
And he's only going to get better. And that doesn't mean he's not going to have some sophomore moments, and he will. But, you know, I think Coach Pete Irby does a really good job coaching him up and with what we do and the guys around him. And I think he's only going to get better. And TJ's really he's got a really good demeanor for the position. He doesn't really get too high, get too low. He's really even keel, and sometimes you wonder if he's in there taking the coaching, if he's really there.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I mean, when you look at him, but he is. He picks it up, and he's really conscientious, and he's only going to, like I said, he's only going to continue to improve.
And he's a silent leader too. He is a leader simply from his work ethic and just his presence in the huddle. He's not a big yeller, screamer type of leader, but he is a leader, and that offense rallies around him.
He is, and we ask a lot of him with what we do. It all goes through him.
Yes,
he's doing a great job. He really is. He's doing a great job.
Yep. All right, Coach, we got to close it up with that. I appreciate you. Any final remarks you need about Friday night or the future, anything we need to know? Is Coach Ross staying off of you?
Yeah, he does a pretty good job with that. And,
he does let you run the show, doesn't he?
He does. Yeah. I mean, and that's what I really, really enjoy working for him. I mean, he lets us – he doesn't micromanage us.
Coach is the coach.
That's right. We do what he hired us to do, and that's Coach Ball.
If he needed to call offensive plays, he wouldn't need you, would he?
That's right. But at the same time, I mean, I give it to him. If he has something to say, he'll say it. And, you know, he is the head coach.
But, yes. It is a good staff, and I know in the end you respect that he is the head coach.
Exactly.
And that's the bottom line. All right, everybody, that's going to wrap it up for tonight. Thanks for joining us for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo. Our special guest has been Coach Chase Hart, the offensive coordinator for the Red Terriers. Come on out Friday night and watch us play. This is the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Marshside Grill each and every Wednesday night, 6:30, for the Rocky Hidalgo Show. I'm Bob Black. Good night, everybody.